The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's up, you rump-roasting retards? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. Y'all know who I am, you just don't know why we are here. We're here today to go through the Papanomicon, also known as the Dictionary of Popisms, because if you use them, more than likely, you will get shunned. Or at the very least, demonetized and banned from PayPal. Don't know anything about that? Space Ghost is on. So pour yourself a menagerie, dudes, because I'm about to pay loot your thinking meat. We got 35 of these popisms locked and loaded, so let's do this. Yeah. Starting out with everyone's favorite letter, A. Acocalypse. Not to be confused with one of my favorite movies, Acocalypse Now. I just love me the smell of some nasty snatch squatch in the morning.
Oh, that's not right. No.
But in this case, it means the following. One, Kiaka too many. Or also known as the cunt of a thousand cocks. Screen 5. Ugh, it's wet. Number 2, no pun intended, the anals of history. Or if you prefer, shitstery, you might need a wet wipe. And this term applies to all raging assholes throughout all of history. You know, Genghis Khan, Che Guevara, FDR, you know, the like. Hey lefties, do me a favor. Look up the Japanese internment camps from World War II. And after that, you can apologize for calling Trump our first racist president. Screen 5. Number 3, and if you can fit all three of them in, something is wrong. Ass vaulted. And this is when a woman grabs your ass in the bar. This tends to happen when you're facing the wrong way when she is drinking too much cup my balls. In fact, kind of sounds good right now. Space Ghost.
Oh no, I think I'm in love. It's the beam in your eye.
Moving on to the B word, if you know what I mean. Bitchocrat. This refers to bitches in government. Granholm, Pelosi, Clinton, you know the like. I don't even want to get into that brother fucker from Minnesota, that's a whole other issue. And naturally, you progress from the B word to the C word, right? Capitulation. This is when a man gets nagged into compliance. See also, married man, Space Ghost. It's a sad day here in the lair. Let's raise a toast to our fallen comrades. Number 6, catastrophic. This is when a woman over 50 is still looking for her person. Get the hell out of here. It's not going to happen. He already showed up. You stabbed him in the back and he's gone.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
You can also call these women cat ass trophies. Let's face it. If you're over 50 and you're still single, you're showing your ass just like a cat as it walks away. But let's be honest. That is no trophy between your legs. Unless it's a participation trophy where everyone gets to hit it, screen 5. Number 7, and this is one of my favorite breakfast cereals. Cunt Cocula. It is served on the gay cruise. Blake will tell ya. Part of this nutritious early bird breakfast. But in this case, you're a master or a mistress of milking the snot rod. You are great at manipulating circumstances. Every dude watching has met a cunt cocula. Send us your stories. Email below. We want to hear your stories. Why? We're here for you and we want to read them. And maybe we'll read them on a ride and roast.
Winning.
Number 8, concur. Men concur with each other when they agree. But women have frenemies. Frenemies will agree with something they know is wrong simply to ruin your life.
Check out CJ.
If you really love me, you would delete all the girls in your contact list.
That's crazy. Even my mom?
Especially your mom.
But you know what? I am done with you. Goodbye.
So pathetic.
We should say something to her that'll ruin her life forever.
I know just the thing.
Hey, CJ.
We just wanted to tell you something.
It looks like another man broke up with you.
And we wanted you to know. He didn't deserve you anyway.
He didn't?
No, you're the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Yeah, you're right.
You deserve to be treated like a queen.
And nothing you did was wrong. Everything is his fault.
You really think so?
Yes. Don't change anything about you.
You're literally perfect.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Number 9, cuntpocalypse. This is the surprise divorce that pulls the pin and detonates your entire life. We've all been there. 80% of divorces filed by women, and 80% of that time, the dude is caught completely by surprise. Number 10, Cunstler. Not to be confused with the constellations up in the sky, but that's a whole other story. In this case, we're referring to a woman mirage counselor. I'll save you the $200 an hour. You got a penis? It's all your fault. Marriage counseling is a concentration camp of blame and shame. Whatever you do, do not agree if the therapist asks you to take a shower. Moving on to the letter D, and I'm surprised there's only one on this list. She probably ate the rest or they disappeared in her Bermuda Triangle when she said the words, "I'm not happy." Die. Summation. This is a man who self-deletes because of the unfair child support he is burdened with. You see this number counter back here? That's 573 dudes who are seriously contemplating aerating their brain via 12-gauge enema. And the only thing that saved them is knowing they're not alone. That's right, I was stupid too. Oh, fake laugh hiding real pain. But you have to laugh about it or you will go crazy and maybe you'll go airborne off of a building or something, which we don't want to see. If you want to help us save more lives, share, like, subscribe, and hype whatever that is, this channel. We can't do it alone. And when we try, we lose a number on that board.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Number 12. We've all heard of entrapment. This is entertrapment. And this is a classic mistake men make. Raw dogging an unprotected vagine, otherwise known as raw dogging the road whore. You idiots! And for you sick bastards who want to roll her over and play in the mud, that is called entercrapment, screen 5. Look, I'm not judging you. There's 1 millimeter apart. Shit happens. Number 13, and this is fitting because it's bad luck for you Felicias out there. Ghetto fabulous. What the hell am I doing with my life, man? These are the fat, useless welfare queens with the weaves and the big long fingernails. Despite the fact that these women are hideous to look at, they have mastered the art of weaponizing the vagina. And you dudes make this all possible because you keep hitting that shit. I gotta ask you a question here. Why? Are you out of your fucking mind? Just look at these women.
I want to give a shout out to my kid's real daddy. Thank you, government, for putting me on.
I paid $50 for a 2-bedroom for my family of 6. With the help of your tax dollars. Thank you very much.
You can get more money, but you'll never get more time. So I keep mine. I spend other people's money. That's just smart. Don't hate. Learn something. Now you know.
You think if I was going to fuck your eyes that hard, I'd take him out to dinner first, right? But I'm not done yet. Feast your eyes on number 14. Gazumping or gazumper? Oh, God, it's horrible. Gazumping is two morbidly obese people slamming together trying to bump uglies. The sheer physics of this is mind-blowing. In fact, I think they might achieve critical ass. And if you wrong hole it with one of these bitches, that's one hell of a sharticle accelerator.
You see what he did there?
Next we have the Gazumper, also known as Tess Holliday's Keeper or a Chubby Chaser, your pick. Not that I know anything about this, but that lasagna, oh, it was delicious, Space Ghost lasagna.
Hog Rider, a look into the shadowy world of a man who built a car to pick up the fatties.
But that was back in the day, you know, the 1990s full Germans. Back when a woman got to size 14 because, I don't know, they knew how to cook.
Oh shit.
Number 15, hoggle-gogging. It kind of sounds like Fraggle Rock. Man, am I dating myself. This is where you get a mouth hug with a head bob at work from a co-worker. You're gonna get fired. Never dip your wick in the company ick, no matter how moist it is.
Moist.
In fact, we made a whole webinar about this. Here's the QR code. Scan it. Buy it. It's worth it. Now, in their 20s, they're gonna flat out reject you, which is what you want, especially in the office. They're still in their prime. They don't want to date a lowly coworker. They want to go for the CEO. Sure, maybe once in a while you can break off a piece, but then you have to worry about the repercussions. Is it really worth it? Number 16, Whoreloom. You heard of the family heirloom? You know, grandma would be getting old and she would hand off her book of recipes to her daughter and granddaughters. But not today. Times, they are changing. Now they're passing down whorelooms, you know, mouth hug techniques and opening the legs, spread it ops, how to get pregnant without him knowing, any kind of nasty information passed down from a single mother to her daughters, who'll soon be single mothers, is a whoreloom.
Learn how to give a good blowjob.
Number 17, we've all heard it, we've all believed it, and we learn to regret it, and that is, I love you. When women say this, it is a fucking lie.
How dare you?
Anytime a woman verbalizes affection for you, you need to add the following phrase, for now, because that is absolutely true.
I'll take care of you,
for now.
I would never leave you,
unless you get the drift. Next to average body type on dating apps, this is the number one lie women tell. Followed closely behind, yes, it's your baby. Number 18, Kiddler. That is a molest. Star, kid pumper, PDF file. I think you understand what I'm trying to say here. I think Bill Gates' ears are burning, Screen 5. Number 19, and I'm going to get in trouble for this. Long lips of the law, otherwise known as divorce court. Not to be confused with Bonnie Blue's vagina, Screen 5.
That's disgusting.
Number 20. Mole testing. This is just YouTube speak for chomo. Because heaven forbid we actually have free speech in the United States of America, right? Isn't it funny how all the people who are censoring your language on a daily basis are still screaming anti-fascism? How does that work, actually? That is a rhetorical question. You already know the answer.
Bolsheviks, now drink.
Number 21, and I hope it's lucky, but probably not, and that word is more money. If you slow it down, it is more money. Either way, you are worshiping at the altar of more money, the queen of the gold digger. There you go. Women will actually pay $35,000 for a handbag paid for by the nagging tax. We've all seen videos of these women. Let's put up a couple of them. Enjoy.
How much should a guy earn for you to date him?
Over
$100,000, close to a million. If he doesn't, I'm not gonna say yes. Do you hear me?
This is our second date, though. You
okay,
tripping,
but
bro.
If you want to date me, you need to be able to keep up.
Come on, and listen. I'm not gonna take you to like no Louis Vuitton, bro. This is second date, bro. I said I was gonna take you shopping Forever 21. That's the only place we going.
I'm not gonna shop at no fucking.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. We not going to no Louis Vuitton.
No,
I'm good, bro. Listen, I'm good. Listen, I'm not even gonna be arguing with you in the mall like you tripping. I'm gone, bro.
Number 22, Murray Dar. And no, that's not a used car salesman or a lawyer. Well, it might be my lawyer, but who knows? It is YouTube speak for involuntary outside deletions, if you know what I mean. Not to be confused with the self-deletions that we actively are trying to prevent. Number 23, and some of you are going to get very upset with me, but it is called Obama Nation. This is a nation that has been divided by Obama. Not to be confused with thighs, because we all know he's really never divided those. Big Mike! This is all allegedly, bro. Don't sue me. And also, don't drown me next to your chef. I'm just saying. Number 24, over bitch. Don't worry. I shall save you. Because I am the leader of all the bitches. And these women might be difficult to spot unless you're in a bar. Then you just look for the alpha bitch. She will not be hard to find. She is essentially the shepherd of the frenemy sheep. This is a floozy and an anchor at the same time. She's a flanker. She's the chick you really want to bang, but somehow she prevents that and keeping you from banging any of her friends.
You crazy bitch whore!
Number 25, pass of the fist. Not to be confused with pacifist, which is nonviolence. In this case, well, I've been there. They wake up and they choose violence, yes. But these women always regret this decision. Let's dissect this video just for a second here. She chooses violence and gets laid out and splayed out. And then she kind of sits there for a few moments. You know why she's sitting there? She's waiting for the throng of white knights to come to her aid. And when that doesn't work, she picks up the shards of her broken dignity and walks away. You want to know what that's called? Equal rights and equal lefts. Newsflash to all of the pass of the fist ladies out there. Reality is not the internet. When you choose violence with a man, violence will choose you back.
Denied.
Number 26, and we've all run into these type of women, the petty patties out there. These are the women who pick fights over the tiniest of bullshit. And these fights always start with the same sentences. What did you mean by that? Or what you meant to say was, bitch, I'm a man. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. Shut up. Just because you need a decoder ring to talk to your frenemies does not mean I am one of them.
Son of a bitch.
Number 27, and I think they play this on the cruise. Pogo Penis, now available at KB Toys. This was me when I was in my 20s. I was slinging seed like an old bird feeder, and why I don't have any kids out there is beyond me. Not that I'm saying having kids out there is impossible, but no one has come knocking on my door yet. Number 28, Shitella, and it doesn't spread on toast. This is the female bullshit excuse factory! There you go! As we know, accountability and women mix together like oil and water. Anna Shatella is the mistress of mental gymnastics. These women will have such profane leaps of logic, you will throw your goddamn back out! Speaking of back out, number 29 is simp out. Or if you prefer, homo simp sunscreen 5. This is the man whose default response is, yes, dear. You know these guys, that you were friends back in the day. You call him up out of the blue, like, hey man, let's catch up, let's go to the bar. And you're on the phone, he's just like, I gotta ask my wife. if it's okay. Shut up, you idiot! If manhood was measured in milliliters, that woman drank it all. Too bad it wasn't yours, Screen 5. When it's you, it's gross. When it's Tyrone, it's yummy.
No!
Look, man, don't get mad at me. She's the one cheating on you, bro. Space Ghost is on. That brings us to number 30, the Simpstitute. This is the guy who builds a log cabin in the friend zone, and the only fire in there is coming out of his penis. He's got the open door and open wallet policy. Why? Because I'm a nice person. One day she'll realize it, and I'll be able to break me off a piece. No, you won't. There is no crime greater that you can commit against yourself other than wasting time. Time is that one thing you can never get back. Stop wasting your time on bitches who want to milk you. Not like that. There are men out there who hang out in the friend zone for decades, and then they're mad because it doesn't work out. The friend zone is locked from the inside. You literally can leave anytime you want. If you choose to stay, that is completely on you, and I don't want to hear about it. When? Get fucked, bro. I hope literally and figuratively, and not by the crazy bitch. Number 31. Oh, and this is getting kind of gross. I'm going to warn you right now. Slickery. This is ass phlegm lubricant, usually a byproduct of gazumping. That's why you don't wrong-hole it, dudes. You have no idea what's coming out of there. No pun intended. We're getting away from that one pretty fast. Number 32, the snot rod. And this one literally explains every man under the age of 34. A snot rod is an erect penis with absolutely no conscience. In fact, it kind of reminds me of the Sperminator.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop, ever, until you give it head.
What? I couldn't have said it better. Space Ghost is on. Now listen, I'm not judging you for being this way, let's be clear. Especially if you're around 25 and is young, willing, and won't file a charge, be my guest. Number 33 is the disciple of the gold digger religion. We call her Spenderella. Go ahead, get the Gucci bag, Spenderelli. Get the high heels, Spenderelli. Oh, by all means, get that useless ring, Spenderelli. And by all means, keep up with the Joneses or Jamal if you're ghetto fabulous. How many dudes out there marry the nice girl only to find out her money is her money and your money is our money? But it's okay, she promised you anal. But what she didn't say, you're the recipient, Screen 5. And just to make it clear, being the power bottom doesn't make this any better. In fact, it kind of sounds like you enjoy it. Oh, you're the reason there's a chair in the corner of the hotel rooms. I always wondered about that. Do you actually like to eat Snickers upside down so you can feel the veins on your tongue? I'll tell you one group who really loves to do that. Number 34, Syrupians. Shit, even their police are mounted, Screen 5.
The Mountie always gets his man.
And yes, I am talking about Canuckistanians, the guys from Canada, you moron socialist idiots. Except this guy, we like him. Winning. From what he says, Alberta is pretty based, so shout out to you guys. I look forward to invading you and taking your beer. And number 35, and they definitely like to eat the Snicker upside down so they can feel the veins. Squant. That would be a short, compact Kwantahaha. Sounds refreshing, but it really isn't. You tend to run into these type of women at Target on Black Friday. They kind of look up and yell at you and your skin crawls while they do it.
I won't be able to wear a bikini.
You wear a bikini now?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
You're kind of like, get the hell out of here and go back to the Mushroom Guild. I hope you enjoyed this first installment of Terms from the Papanomicon. And if you like this, maybe we'll put together a book and you won't have to memorize any N-words to pick it up.
Plateau. Verata.
Don't say it. That was cool in 91, but today you'll get canceled, bro.
Definitely an N-word.
If you like this content, share the hell out of it. Subscribe. Leave comments. If you want to send us an email, redonkulous12@gmail.com. And if you really liked it, you want to support us, QR codes are on the screen. For $5 a month, you get to hang out on the supporter streams and help me write some of this material. And if you don't, that's fine. Just remember me when you get that slickery lubricant in your stocking this year. Space Ghost is on. I've actually done that before in intercoms. I need to get a hold of Mr. Dar.
Yeah. Mr. Murray Dar.
No, yeah, there's a Mr. Dar here. I mean, his first name is Murray. Yeah, is there a Murray Dar? And then it takes like two or three, and they're like,
huh?
God damn it!
Murray Dar. The... Yeah, Murray Dar, I think he's friends with Seymour Butts and Holden McGroin.